Hi, my name is Steve Elzing, and I want to talk about, in this session, I want to talk about responsibility. If there's one word, maybe there's not one word. If there were a few words that would sort of sum up what coaching is all about, I would say on the coach's part, it's listening. Listening is the key ingredient. But I think on the client's part, on the client side, the one word would be responsibility. Taking responsibility. But I think the client is not going to take responsibility unless the coach understands the whole concept of responsibility and how to give it and take it and you know what responsibility is all about. So in some ways, the coach is responsible for the client taking the right form of responsibility. I know it sounds a little bit confusing, but let's just delve into this subject and see where it takes us. Two questions that I have for you. Number one, are you responsible? Are you responsible? And the second question is, are you a responsible person? Okay, those are two different questions. The first question, are you responsible? The answer is a resounding yes. You are responsible. You are responsible for things in your life, whether you like it or you don't. If you're married, you're responsible for your marriage. If you're a parent, you're responsible for your children. If you're an employee, you're responsible for the job test that you got hired for. If you're in a community, you're responsible to be living up to the laws of the land, to be a person who contributes to society. You are absolutely 100% responsible. This week's Bible verses, there are many Bible verses that talk about responsible. Okay, so you are responsible, but the bigger question is, are you a responsible person? You may be responsible, but you might not take up that responsibility. You might be responsible for your children, but you might ignore your responsibility. You might be responsible for certain things at your workplace, but you just do other things. So just being responsible doesn't make you a responsible person. So it's maybe. Are you a responsible person? Maybe. It's important. If you look at Luke chapter 16, verse 12, and if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Okay? The whole big picture of life. God gives us life. He puts us on this planet. He has this purpose. He gives us the gifts and abilities. And He asks us if we could do things, if we could contribute to the plan that He has in mind. And we have a decision to make. Yes or no? Are we going to live up to the responsibility that God gives to us? Or are we not going to live up to our responsibility? So God gives us challenges and He gives us tests. And if we don't pass the little tests, then why would God pass on more responsibility to us? He's got other people. He can give that responsibility to people who are actually going to do His will. So if you want God to be in the middle of your life, if you want to be a part of His plan, then taking responsibility is the absolute key. Now, there are a lot of different ways of thinking about responsibility, and I have sort of a grid here about responsibility, a little a way to think about it. On the one side here, we have take responsibility. Okay, someone takes responsibility, they do the right things, people can count on them. Then on this side, you give up responsibility. I'm not responsible. Don't hold me accountable. Other people have to do it because you can't expect anything from me. I say things, but I don't necessarily follow through with these things. So taking responsibility is a good thing. Giving up responsibility is not such a good thing. Okay, but on the take responsibility side of things, you can go too far. You can take over responsibility. And when you take over responsibility, You're taking responsibility from other people. So in parenting, it's good to be a responsible parent, but it's not good to take over responsibility. You don't want to take over the responsibility that you're trying to teach your children. They need to start being responsible in their lives. And if you do everything for them, how are they going to be responsible in their own right? So, you know, on this side, taking responsibility is good, but taking too much responsibility is not good. So on this side, giving up responsibility is not a good thing. You know, no one can count on you. On the other hand, to give responsibility to someone else is a good thing. So it's kind of a matrix. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. This is not. This is not. The problem on this side is you know, if you give too much responsibility away, you give up on responsibility and you don't take any for yourself. If you take too much responsibility, then you end up taking over responsibility for others. Okay, let me give you some signs of each one of these things. What I want to do with this is I want you to start thinking about yourself. Where are you in the responsibility continuum here? Because where you fit on this graph, where you would put yourself, is going to make a huge difference on your coaching tendencies. Okay? If you're one who takes responsibility, the one side effect might be that you take too much responsibility and you don't let the client suffer a little bit. Let him try to figure out things. If you're on this side, maybe you give up too much responsibility, or you don't care, or the person doesn't feel like you care. So here's some signs that will help you try to evaluate yourself on how you fit on this responsibility matrix. Signs of each. Okay, taking responsibility. You're a person who gets things done. There's order to your life. There's accomplishment. You take responsibility, you get it done. Okay, if you're on this side, if you're the kind of person that tends to give up responsibility, you do a lot of blaming. It's not your fault. It's your boss's fault. It's your spouse's fault. It's your kid's fault. It's your community's fault. It's your pastor's fault. It's your co-pastor's fault. It's somebody else's fault. You're always blaming other people. There's a lot of chaos in your life. You have more things to do than you can possibly get done, and a lot of things fall off to the side. Or you might be bored. Or you might be just getting by. You know, you're just getting by financially, you're just getting by in your marriage, you're just getting by in your ministry, you're just getting by in your CLI studies. That might be an indication that you're over here. You're not taking on enough responsibility for yourself. Owning your own situation rather than blaming and looking at other situations. All right. If you're over on the take over responsibility side, in other words, you are a responsible person. You tend to take on responsibility, but maybe you're taking too much responsibility. You're taking other people's chance to exercise their responsibility. And the way you can tell whether you're that kind of person is you might be stressed. You're stressed because you're trying to take over everything. Everything depends on you. There's other people there, but ultimately it all comes back to you. You have a martyr complex. You know, it's all up to you. No one else can do it. No one else wants to do it. No one has the vision that you have. No one cares like you care. You're surrounded by incompetence. Everyone around you is not good enough, and that's why you have to step in and do it. You can be this kind of person in parenting. You can be this kind of way in your job. There are many pastors who are this way. They do everything in the church. They never equip. They never get other people doing things because other people can't do it like the pastor can. That leads to a lot of stress because everything depends on you. They're clearly on the taking over responsibility side. Then finally, a person who gives responsibility to someone else. You're surrounded by willing, eager, and thankful partners. People that are thankful for the opportunity and for your belief in them that they can do it. All right. So I want to give an example of that. Recently, I was in the Philippines. I was in the Philippines with my wife in 1981 to 1982. I taught in the seminary and Bible college. And we went back this past year, and we went to a synod, a gathering of the church members of the church that, you know, we were in the seminary at. You know, back in 1981, 82, these students that we had were 18, 19, 20 years old. And now they're all 55, 56, 57, 60 years old, just a couple of years younger than I am. And they're leading the denomination. It was so cool to meet up with them. This is, by the way, where the conference was. It's Tagaytay. It's a volcano inside of a volcano. Beautiful place. Here's some of the scenery. Anyway, this is the class, the Christian Reformed Seminary and Bible College of the Philippines, 1982. This is me right here. This is my wife. And then here's all the class guys. It's very interesting. Some of them have taken some CLI classes now too. But anyway, we did this class way back then. And here's some of these guys now. Look at all these old people. They were all so young back then, but they're all running things and they're all passionately following Christ. And it was so cool to see things that were begun long ago, to see people still passionate for Christ and still working as hard as they were when they were students and much more mature and making things happen. It was just so much fun 37 years later. But I want to talk about one that was not my student. He wasn't even born back then. Here he is in his church preaching. His name is Ben Gonzaga, and he's a CLI student, heavy into the Alliance, very good promoter of Christian Leaders Institute. By the way, that brick behind him is all just paper. His church is incredible. They don't have money and so on, but he's incredibly creative, and he works with what he has. And just an incredible guy. This is his church, beautifully painted, and the floor he put in himself. He got someone to donate all this broken pottery, and they cemented it all in. This used to be just mud. Most of the churches there just have mud floors, but he got all the young people to do this. He's got a hanging garden. The community comes by and he gives plants to anyone who wants it. That wood that he made, they cut a tree down, and he made these benches out of that wood. And this is where we stayed. I didn't know where we were going to stay at the church. It's 100 degrees in the Philippines. And, you know, I'm not used to that. And so he had this little tiny room he made, and he put up things, and there's an old air conditioner in there. And just the little touches that he did. It's just amazing. He would take things and just make something out of them. This is the communal bathroom, and this is my wife. He built this little structure where people could sit under there. He's got internet there. People from all over the community come and sit there and have their internet. Of course, Filipinos love their food. And I guess I do too. These are all the young people. Look at them all sitting on their phone. And by the way, this is what's interesting. In countries all over the world, people can get on the phone. And that's why so many of you are taking Christian Leaders Institute classes, doing it right on their phone. Here they are all eating together. But anyway, what I wanted to share is I think Ben Gonzalez is a guy who takes responsibility. And he doesn't take over responsibility. He just takes responsibility. So in the denomination, the Christian Reformed Church, I taught at seminary and Bible college, you know, 37 years ago. But when the missionaries left, it wasn't sustainable. And so it folded. And then they've been struggling with trying to get a seminary, a Bible college to train their, you know, the next generation of pastors and so on. Well, he took it upon himself. He formed his own little seminary, and he uses Christian Leaders Institute materials. And he gathers students. This is a graduating class. This, by the way, is one of my students from 37 years ago. So he's got young, he's got old. But he takes it upon himself. And he researches, and then they sit and do the class together. He doesn't take over for the students. He doesn't do it for them, but he took responsibility. He, you know, the other islands are still talking about what they should do. He's not talking about what they should do. He's doing it. He saw the stuff out there. He didn't know anything about the internet. He got on the internet. He figured out the internet. He figured out how to do classes. He figured out how to get other people excited about it. And he keeps them motivated. And he finds books and materials. And he gets it to his students. An incredible guy. And he's one of our bright stars there in the Philippines. This is a picture of my wife and myself with him and his wife in his little, you know, library. So, you know, back to this matrix. So again, I just wanted to share. I just had this experience in the Philippines. It's one of our students, great guy. I think he's got the good balance between this responsibility thing. He takes responsibility. He doesn't sit around and blame the situation. Oh, the missionaries left. Oh, we don't have good options. No, he took responsibility and did something about it. But he doesn't take over responsibility. If you want to be in his school, you have to do the work. And really, that's what Christian Leaders Institute is about too. We provide the training. Here it is. Okay? We do our part. But we don't take over. We don't babysit you. You have to do it. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. The responsibility is up to you. And that's the kind of person you have to be, or you have to become, or you will not succeed at Christian Leaders Institute. And if you don't succeed at Christian Leaders Institute, we don't want you leading churches. Because you need to be the kind of person that can take responsibility and also give responsibility. The church is built. You know, what did Jesus do? He had 12 disciples. Now, Jesus had responsibility, but he gave it to his disciples. He sent them out two by two. They didn't know what they were doing. He just sent them out. Well, that's what we need to do too. We need to take responsibility, but not take over responsibility. So in your coaching, and as personality types, we tend to gravitate to one of these, or maybe a couple of these. You know, maybe you're on this side. You're just not you're a procrastinator. You just don't get things done. You don't take responsibility. You need to move this direction. Take responsibility. Or you're on this side. You take over responsibility. You try to manage everything. You don't want things to fail, so you tend to do everything. And then you get frustrated because no one takes ownership. You need to learn how to give responsibility. No, so first I want you to look at this matrix and try to figure out who you are. Because your tendency will affect your coaching. If you're on this side where you take over responsibility and you're trying to coach, you are going to always want to rescue your client. You're always going to want to suggest things and push them in directions that you think would be best for them to go. So if you're over here, you got to really learn how to go over here, or you will fail as a coach. But it's good to understand where your tendencies are, so you can catch yourself, so you can watch yourself. If you're over here giving up responsibility, so much so that the client doesn't even feel like you care, see, that's not going to work either. So I want you to look at this matrix and try to figure out where you are on this matrix. And then the second thing is to look at this matrix and look at your client. After a period of time, you'll get to know them. Where are they? See, if your client is sort of over here, give up responsibility, this is their personality, as you try to give them responsibility, they will push back. They will push back, and they will use every technique under the sun to push back. They have ways of doing it that you will not be aware of. They'll get you to take over the responsibility for their situation without you even knowing that they did it. So that's why it's important for you to evaluate and try to figure out which side of the responsibility matrix they are. So start with who you are, and then start with where they are. And then I pray that it goes well for you.